Welcome back to the Stab and Jab. We even have the cosmetic pup here today.
Yay.
Where needles, knowledge, and a little bit of sass meet under one crown. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jenna. And today we're diving into something a little futuristic, folks. The role of artificial intelligence in aesthetic medicine.
Aesthetic medicine. We were so busy practicing authenticity.
I know.
That we didn't practice aesthetic medicine.
We didn't practice medicine.
Okay.
Don't worry. We're not being replaced yet.
Not yet. But seriously, AI is already here. It's in our industry. And there's personalized skincare analysis apps. There are treatment planning tools and things that can predict results before you even like have them done or touch a syringe. It's wild.
Very cool.
Very cool.
But
also a little scary.
Talk about all those things.
Yeah. So let's talk about AI in the aesthetics world.
Okay.
One of the most exciting areas where AI is changing the game is facial analysis. So you see these machines where you put your face in, they'll actually go through, scan your face, tell you hydration levels, tell you areas of concern, look at wrinkle depth, things like that. There's also technology that shows you like changes over time from previous and future and now. Well, previous, present, and now future.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It detects asymmetries. It analyzes skin texture. It has, you know, the before and after project simulations.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, imagine sitting in a consultation chair and being able to see how just like subtle tweaks, like a little chin augment.
I mean, I'm a very visual person, so same. I feel like that's super helpful.
Yeah.
However,
it's not magic.
And it's not super realistic sometimes.
True.
Like, you know, I've seen some of these software programs and I'm like, okay, well, that's not actually what the filler would look like.
Sure. Right. It's a machine. I mean,
it's
not a human being analyzing things. I feel like there's a time and place for all of it.
Yeah.
You know, looking at the whole picture kind of thing.
I agree with that. And the tech doesn't stop there. AI is helping clinics optimize patient communication, optimize scheduling, manage follow-ups, choose the best laser settings based on your patient's exact skin Fitzpatrick type and the little things that we were talking about, texture and tone and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, time and place for it.
100%.
I just think that, you know, it gives us providers like more precision. And the patient's more confidence, you know, knowing what they could actually achieve. I mean, we could show them with our before afters too, but
yeah,
you know,
some of them.
But with any tech, there is cautionary side.
Ethics and authenticity.
Authenticity. AI isn't a replacement for trained injectors.
Nope.
Our artistic capabilities.
Yeah. And the ability to integrate that in with what the patient's wanting.
Yeah. Right. Can it actually be achieved for their anatomy?
And how is the robot set to determine what beauty really is?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
I don't
Not
know.
For everyone. Everyone's going to look the same.
Right.
You know?
We can't have that. And I feel like in our industry, even before AI, we started getting there a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. You can't program empathy, artistry, that gut instinct you developed from years and years of injecting and experience. It definitely can guide us, but I don't think it can replace that human connection or that training that we go through.
Right. I agree.
Or understanding the patient's emotions. Like some people don't want to fix certain things of their face that right. we might say, oh, today, for instance, I said to this woman, does that scar bother you? She goes, nope. It's actually become part of me. Well, then we're not even going to discuss it. She's like, why? Can you fix it? I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't bother you. So we're not going to.
Right. And AI would have skipped to just erasing it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, with Instagram and other social media platforms, they can actually cause unrealistic expectations, I think, for our patients.
100%.
And I fear that it could actually be like normalizing a digitized face.
And I feel like we started seeing this with social media influencers. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, we started seeing these maybe not so attainable
goals
with people who either had the financial capacity to do these things or the use of filters. Now what's the problem?
well, now they're coming in and they want these things.
Right.
And
we're like, that's actually a filter.
Right. Or that's like something not, it's not even real. Like the Mia Zulu or yeah. whatever her name is and the Wimbledon. And I think we were all fooled by that. Yeah. I mean, I was like, scrolling
I love
there.
This girl's clothes. I'm
like her she's hair's... beautiful. Yeah.
She's well, fake. She's fake. She doesn't exist. No. She is not real. Mm-mm. But what had me fooled. She had a name. She had an Instagram.
Well, how would we not know? I mean, until I read that it was actually fake and AI.
Yeah.
Did I say to myself, shit. How have I been fooled before?
Yeah. And that's seriously. The thing. Now we have to like look at every single thing and be like, oh, that's crazy. And then be like, is that AI? And I have to scroll down a lot in time.
Yeah.
In time. I have to scroll in time. Damn. I have to scroll down the thread to see. And most people are like, that's definitely AI. Or like I have to look for the little nuances. Instant. Like the hands are like. Yep. Real weird.
Or like something. The sclera is different.
Yeah.
It's just like off by little things. But we don't have time for that.
No. And so now if people aren't being authentic and genuine and putting, you know, this was created by AI or this was, which by the way, guys, this was created by AI.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Like I put in a photo and I said, make her half robot. And I mean, it looks pretty decent. I thought it was really cool.
I thought it was super cool.
But this is so like unrealistic. Jenna, people have asymmetries. I think you wanted to mention this.
Yeah. I mean, this is where AI gets it wrong. I just thought of a couple ones. Mm-hmm. Dynamic movement.
Yep.
Okay. We have to consider the face moving. I mean, that's unfortunately 100%. That's what happens. So we need certain things. Like I tell patients all the time, and I've heard you say too, you need a little bit of nasolabial. You can't erase that entirely or you're going to look not human.
Yeah, like a marionette or like
absolutely
that thing from Saw.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah,
we need creases in order to move.
And we've had people come in that want that because they've seen a picture. They think that that's how it is. Mm-mm. Because it's been softened, glossed over. I mean, look at her. She has no nasal labial folds, really. She has a slight, but I'm sure in real life, this person, if she existed,
right,
would have a crease there.
I mean, there's children that have that crease there.
When you're born.
Yeah. And I don't know.
And I just think that I worry too with you that this is going to set unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And people are already doing it. They're already coming in and asking us for pictures of avatars.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you've seen that, but I don't know. I think we're going to have to really...
Rein it in.
But I think this is good too, because this is educational. So did I think? Yeah, sure. I thought, oh, some things are fake. But like that Mia thing really, really kind of like, I don't know, made me think a little bit. Like, I don't know. Don't trust exactly everything that you see, which we've talked about millions of times.
We've been hearing it, but like we were duped.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, she is beautiful. Like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The micro asymmetries is what you were talking about. I think that in our practice, we try to make those symmetries a little bit like more symmetrical, more harmonized.
Yeah.
But it's not that we're taking and completely replicating one side of the face to the other face. I mean, that wouldn't look normal.
It looks crazy. I think they've done that before on celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
On
Snapchat TikTok too, I think.
Like, take it and then they split it. One half and make it the other half, and then they take the other half and make it the other half, and they all look weird.
No.
You need those asymmetries. I have a lot of people that come in and they say, I look really good in this frame of my camera, but when I switch it to like the other frame, like I don't look as good. And I'm like, okay, but the other frame is not what people are seeing. Like that's like a fake frame.
Yeah.
You know? So, and sometimes like it's hard to see which camera. I've done it before. Like you can switch your camera.
Oh, yeah.
To flip the image and get the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
I look so creepy one way. I look okay the other way.
I don't know if I've even tried it.
We can try it and we'll do like a little clip on it. But
I don't know.
I think, you know, one, we should be celebrating our differences and celebrating these little micro nuances that make us us. And not getting rid of all of them. There's a show that I was watching. I forget if it was on Netflix or not, but basically, you know, they go their whole life until a certain birthday and they get to program themselves as a certain like beauty, right? So they actually can go in and, make their eyes a certain color, and it's like a plastics, and then they go into this like little machine, and then they push a button and they do all this plastic surgery on themselves. It's kind of like a cool show.
Sure.
But like, this is what I'm feeling. Yeah. Like, I'm feeling like everybody's going to start looking exactly the same. And we saw that a little bit with filler.
Yeah.
Everybody started looking weird.
I'm so glad that we're done with that.
So glad.
I mean, our fillers, our injectables, our lasers, they're here to enhance the natural beauty.
Yeah.
They're not to erase the human qualities that we have. And each of us look slightly different from the other.
And that's so good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, so, it makes us all individually beautiful.
Yes, 100%. And I think we were to toot our own horn.
Oh, she's got it back.
You didn't take it away far enough. I think we already were on the bandwagon of regenerative medicine 5 years ago.
Correct. With the PRF.
And starting to do things that build natural collagen in the face.
CO2.
Hyperdilute radiesse. Yep. Like, we jumped on that bandwagon. We learned about the science, and that we've been offering that forever. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, PRF, PRP, PDGF. Like, and I'm like, we've already been on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
And you just have to be careful again with that kind of stuff too, because again, you have people who see an opportunity for revenue. Just like the AI stuff, you know, they see an opportunity like, oh, well, if the machine tells you that you need this, you need this. Mm-hmm. And then they're getting these products and we're not even sure about them yet. Some of them are creating nodules. Some of them are creating inflammatory responses. Some of them like
triggering apoptosis.
Yeah. Or proliferating cancer cells. Like, we don't know enough about certain things, but some people are just jumping on the bandwagon without even having any scientific proof. They're just claiming, oh, we're doing this off label. And I'm like, okay, yeah, but where's it sourced from? What is it actually? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's a proprietary blend. And then that brings us back to our old podcast. Right. I mean, so you just got to be careful with the AI stuff too. Like, that's great. We can use it as a tool, but correct. I think there are limits.
Yeah. Just like with anything else. So yeah, we'll use it for a tool.
We'll use it for a tool.
Yeah.
Do we have anything like that yet? No. Will we consider it?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, basically.
Aesthetics and empowerment.
This is the part I get fired up about.
Let's hear it.
Empowerment. So when done with care, aesthetic treatments aren't about changing who the person is. You just mentioned this.
Yeah.
It's just about revealing your confidence, softening insecurities, and making you feel your very best self.
Yeah.
You know, anything that might hold you back from leaving the house. We've had a lot of patients who are like, you know, I didn't leave the house until you fixed this, or I feel so much better. I'm taking more pictures.
Goosebumps thinking about that.
It's so many people.
Yeah.
And so we go back to, we thought at one point, like, is aesthetic medicine really going to make a difference? We make the biggest difference in this.
Yeah.
Like, so many people have come back and been like, my face is the first thing that people see. It's the first thing that I like bring forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we just heard from, you know, a bunch of people over the years that this really helps them have a good footing.
Confidence and, yeah.
In their professional setting, in their personal settings. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing.
Yeah.
So what have you noticed? Like, whether...
It's softening the deep lines, restoring the facial balance that we're talking about, which is, I feel like, one of our faves.
Yes. We love a good full facial balance.
Correcting asymmetry that's bothersome for years. I mean, we have that one patient that came in with a deformity with the lip.
We have congenital birth defects. We have domestic violence accidents. We have dog bites. We have all of these things, which stay tuned. That's a podcast in itself.
Yeah. It's not vanity. Everybody comes in and they say, oh, I'm not vain. I swear I'm not a vain person. It's not.
Yeah.
You're stepping into something that you don't know all about.
Correct.
We're here to educate you. You're probably a little bit nervous.
Yep.
And you're leaving empowered.
And you want to age gracefully, or you want to fix something that's bothered you, or you were bullied on.
You didn't know? Correct. I mean, for example.
You can talk about it.
Look at my armpits.
One is way sweatier than the other.
The other one's fine. Is it still?
I thought you were going to talk about me and me shaving off my widow's peak and
I had to go off
my mole.
I had to go straight for the gold.
Okay.
You know.
She wanted to show you
real
pit.
This is real time.
Unbelievable. Anyway. But I do think that this confidence trickles into other parts of life.
Yeah.
You know, so you start feeling better about yourself. It's like It's like when you have on an outfit that you feel confident in, mm-hmm. you walk into the room, you own that room.
Yep.
And obviously we're not always going to feel that way, but if we can fix these tiny little insecurities that are, we're our own worst enemy, that's really going to make a huge difference on personal relationships, career moves,
the command moves
mm-hmm. and self-care habits. You know, like once you start feeling, I know that personally for me, when people start saying like, "Oh, you look great," I'm like, "Oh," and then I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I'm gonna dress up today," or I'm gonna, you know, where before I was like, "Oh, I just feel blah."
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sometimes I do my hair like today, and people are like, "Wow, did you get your hair done?" And I'm like, "No, I just actually brushed it and curled it." But thank you.
Yeah, so it's just that little bit of confidence boost that can trickle into other areas.
I like it. It's magic. The magic of the industry.
Yeah.
Whether AI is involved or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
We have some amazing guests with us today. We have Erin Noto, who is an administrator in the Syracuse City School District. We have Rachel Spangler, who is my one and only lash queen and amazing friend. And then we have one of our patients who actually came to a Center of Excellence event. So we'll just chat with them on how aesthetics has changed their confidence, how it has, changed the way they view aesthetic treatments, and also what they think of AI, and see if they have any, you know, standpoint from an educational standpoint, from a beauty industry standpoint, and from a patient standpoint.
Right. I think this is good. You won't hear us yapping anymore. You know, it's going to be somebody else yapping. I did take that away from her. She got it back.
Guys, we are here with the one, the only, the amazing Erin Noto. Tell us about who you are.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Erin Noto. I'm one of Stacy's good friends and Jenna's friends, too. And I'm also an executive director of CTE, the Syracuse City School District.
Ooh. Yes. And to toot her horn a little bit, because she won't, but I will. Toot, toot, mother.
Thank you for that.
She just launched a brand new program.
Yes, actually a whole new school. So the Syracuse City School District is very excited to be opening up the very first regional STEAM high school.
STEAM?
STEAM. Science, technology.
Steamy.
Yes, very steamy.
Tell us more.
So the building is going to be absolutely amazing. State-of-the-art building with state-of-the-art labs. It's going to have 7 CTE pathways, and including all of the arts programs. So dance, music, orchestra, theater. And so it's going to have 7 CTE programs that were created with our labor market, regional labor market.
This is phenomenal.
Data. And so all the kids will engage in hands-on learning with extensive partnerships from places, Studio Central, Micron, Amazon, I mean, you name it. So
this is phenomenal. So basically the point of this program is to get kids real life experience, and they partner with people who have developed these curriculums specifically for these jobs.
You got it.
And I mean, this is going to be life changing for a lot of kids in the Syracuse area.
It's going to be amazing. Oh, so it's an extension of all the
work.
Yes. It's an extension of the work we already do in CTE. Syracuse City School District will have over 40 CTE programs. So kids from across all of the 6 high schools now will have those opportunities. So that's what I do.
So great. It's
phenomenal. It's awesome. Phenomenal. So every time I think an angel boss bitch.
Yeah. Questionable.
Every time I think like she can't get cooler. Like at first she was just a principal. I was like, she's a principal. You know, and all of our friend groups was always like, oh, well, that's Erin. She's a principal. Mm-hmm. And then like I found out she can sing like an angel.
What?
Amazing. Like
how did we not hear this on our
last? Pipes of what do you call? Pied Piper. I don't know.
Peter. Peter Pied Piper.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
If you ever hear her belt out like, and
did we listen to this?
I don't know.
I was in a fever haze for your birthday weekend, but did you sing that?
I didn't.
Oh, we just talked about it.
We just talked about it, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Sometime if you feel free to like sing a little tune, you sing.
Probably not gonna happen today.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe on the next podcast.
Maybe next one.
All right. So now that we tooted you.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm proud of the work we do. I'm proud of the district, and everyone should know that. You know, I'm sure they hear all sorts of things about the Syracuse City School District, but I'm proud to work there and I'm proud of the work we do. So,
I mean, it's phenomenal the work that you guys are doing. And I've had the blessings of getting to know some of your administration team.
Yep.
The work that you guys do is phenomenal and it's really life changing. So
thank you.
Thanks for being with us today.
And I know thank you're you for super the little busy. Plug. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Your role is all about leadership.
Yes.
So how do you maintain confidence in such a high pressure environment?
That's an amazing question. I'm going to add that to my repertoire of interview questions. It wanes, right? It wanes and waxes. I mean, there's, you know, I'm sure both of you are in the same situation. You feel some days you feel more confident than you do other days. And, you know, it all depends on the situation or whatever's happening. But I think I can attribute a lot of who I am to my parents, as I'm sure both of you can as well. You know, my mother was a very confident, smart, intelligent, go-getting kind of woman. And so that was the model that I had growing up. And so I think that's just, you know, even when I'm feeling a little sluggish, I just try to sit up a little bit straighter and just walk into the room like I own it pretty much, even if I don't, you mm-hmm. know, fake it till you make it. And sometimes that works. I mean, that really does work as you're trying to, you know, step into spaces that maybe you're uncomfortable in. And so you just have to remember that, you know, you're confident in the work that you do. I'm sure you go to conferences where there's people that are way smarter than you and have way more knowledge than you do.
No, that doesn't probably happen. Not. Sorry.
That's probably true.
It happens all the time. And I'm like, oh, those people are smart. Here, let me glom on to them.
Yes.
And pick their brain.
Absolutely.
And then all of a sudden we end up with these people who are like, whoa, that girl's a lot. But I'm like, and now I'm smarter.
That's right.
But now we have like a whole crew of people who have accepted us.
We love the nerds.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You build that network and it's just part of, then it becomes
because
we were
not confident, right? Yeah. We're like, well, and I'm like, furiously writing at the first conferences. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that existed. And I'm like, oh, good thing I turned that patient away last week.
That's
because,
right. Messed that one up.
Been blind, you know, like, but now I think, you know, it being around people who help you be mm-hmm. your best self. Mm-hmm. Now we used to feel a little imposterish, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes. Yes. That's a real thing.
And I'm like, you know what? I don't care anymore.
That's right.
Like me, hate me, love me. Don't care.
But you surround yourself with people who are better than you are or better in something that you are. And so that's how you learn and
continue
that's how you
to grow.
And that's how you become a
the
leader.
The day we think we know everything is the day we quit.
Yes.
We done.
Syringe drop in a different way.
That's right.
Oh, that was a short little one.
That one was better.
Do you think that I've known you for a long time now. Mm-hmm. You're always poised. You're always dressed. You never leave the house looking like a slub kebab. I mean, I do sometimes. I'm sorry about it, guys. If you see me in the office and I'm like, ready for your Botox, just know that I'm going to make you look really pretty, even if I'm not looking so hot. I feel like it's
always beautiful
since we, thank you.
Always
very
beautiful.
Girls, girl here. Yes. Definitely we hype each other up, but I've always seen you poised, put together, and now you've kind of gotten into aesthetics and you've always been great at doing like your makeup. Aaron and I have an addiction to Sephora.
Oh,
feeling really bad.
You're the worst.
And we're
always
starting to get Jenna
me
in on that too. So
yeah. I did my makeup today.
It looks beautiful.
Thank
always
you.
Bad.
Do you feel like the way you look, it contributes to your confidence?
100%. Absolutely. 100%. Okay. Yes. You know, and like I said, those days, you know, everyone's been there. You wake up, you're like, oh God, it's Monday or it's Tuesday. I don't want to do this again. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Yeah. We got to do all these things.
Yeah, that happens to me on Sunday.
Yes, the Sunday
like
scaries.
The scaries.
Sunday scaries are real. But I feel like if you don't put the effort in, right? If you don't put that effort in, then that is the vibe that will transcend through the day if you don't, right? So pick yourself up, you know, shower, get yourself together. It'll at least, you know, slap on some lip gloss and walk out the door. That'll give you a little bit of more confidence.
You know, listen to some music.
Always. Mm-hmm. Vibe you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So to sum that up, you think that looking and feeling your best affects your professional performance?
100%.
I love that
absolutely
so much.
Yes.
How do you think we at the CQ, specifically Jenna and I,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can include Dahlia here.
She's very tired.
She is my favorite.
Really long. Oh. Mm-hmm. See, I knew it. I knew people don't come here to see us. Like, I don't bring Dahlia for a day and the world, like, has ended. People are like, where's the dog? I'm like,
so cute.
Come to see
look
Jenna or, like, are you here to see the cosmetic pup? And they're like, well. And then they have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's both? It's not a quick response because they know they're going to hurt our feelings.
How has the CQ supported your goals in maintaining this professional and confident look?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been amazing. You know, I think that
toot
your own horn on that one.
I don't know if that gun is appropriate for that.
Someone should not have given her that gun. I'm not sure who gave her that gun.
It's like a horn. I mean, listen,
you gave it to her, Jen. I just want to.
Oh,
you know,
no, I gave it back
for a little while.
I gave it back. Mm-hmm.
Then... You want to take control for a little while?
Yeah, sure, I'll take control.
Okay.
She's the mom. She'll take control of it.
We also have wine here.
Do we?
Champs.
Do we have wine left?
You're the only one left.
Oh, you guys already drank yours?
Yes.
Oh,
you got a party to the party there, kid.
All right. So tell us how an aesthetic treatment that you've had has made you feel more empowered. Something that we've done. Something that we stabbed you with.
Oh, yes. You've stabbed me many, many times. I come into you and you're like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know.
She's the one that we're soon going to have a button on our booking link that says the Stacey Jenna button. So it'll basically just be like, you've been our patient forever. You trust us with your life. I had a patient today. I'm like, don't move while I do this injection. Don't breathe. Don't move. Don't twitch. Like, and she's like, okay. And then at the end, she was like, why? I was like, oh, well, if you screw that one up, you go blind. And she's like, huh? And I'm like, listen, I wasn't going to tell you because like,
that's not stressful.
You probably would have like said like, no. And I know you and you're just like me. And you would have opened your eyes and been like, I'm blind. Even if you could see. Yeah. So I'm like, can you see? She's like, yeah. I'm like, see, everything went fine. But she's like, I just trust you with my life.
I do. Absolutely.
So now we're going to have this button that you just, it books you a 45 minute appointment with us. And you just say, hey, this is what's bothering me. Or can you take a look at my face? And what are we going to do today?
I mean, the last time that I came in, I'm like, Stace, what do I need? And you're like, nothing. Your eyes look crappy. And I was like, okay, well, I guess we're getting my eyes done.
You didn't say it that way.
Well, I said, do you want to work on your eyes?
Sure. That's what she said.
And then I was like, I look a little tired.
You're a little tired.
Are you? And, you know, I had to like ask, like, has it been a rough time? Because this girl goes, I mean, you go balls to the wall.
Yes.
You are 100% at work. You're 100% at home. You cook like a fiend.
Yes.
I mean, she makes bread like no other. I haven't gotten any recently. And she also helps take care of her mom who had a really bad stroke. So you're always tired, but you never really look it. So then I had to like verify like,
to say that.
It's also our way of just checking in.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Your eyes look like shit.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Is everything going all right? Yeah. I mean, but yeah, absolutely. That makes sense.
And with you, I can get away with that. I'm not going to tell other people their eyes look crappy.
Know,
but with you, I'm going to be like, sit your ass down.
That's right.
Sit your ass down.
No, I think it's, I so think.
What's
it's
your important. Favorite aesthetic treatment? Speaking of
I
eyes.
Just don't want to look like super. I mean, I want to age.
Graceful.
Because it is a privilege to age, right?
It is.
Absolutely.
But I want to age not so quickly.
Gracefully.
That's
with grace.
That's right.
And class.
That's right.
And if we have it, why not do
exactly.
it?
Exactly. I don't want to look. I don't want people to look at me and say, oh God, she's had so much work done. Just look. That's just how she looks. You
Which,
know
by the way, her lips are all hers.
Yes. No lips.
How's it feel
no
to be God's here? Lips favorites?
It's called the Noto lip. What can I say? To see my brother's lips.
Same.
Better.
I know.
And their eyelashes, you know, all the standard man things that they get that we don't.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this whole podcast is about artificial intelligence. Do you see this happening in the education realm? And do you see any similarities to the AI beauty? Because now, you know, everybody online, influencers, we had filters. Now we've got AI. Do you see any similarities? Do you have any worries that this is going to inhibit education in any way? Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think educators have really worked out how AI is going to be conducive to learning. I think there's still a lot of work to be done on that. But in terms of, I think, like how young women or young men perceive themselves, I think this is going to be a challenge. But I was thinking about, you know, this question and thinking about even when we were growing up, right? And I was talking about it with someone who's about 20 years younger than I am. So we're having this conversation.
Aaron's actually 208 years old, right. And I've taken just decades off.
Decades off. And so I was talking about my experience growing up, you know, everyone was rail thin, that very Kate Moss, you know, starve yourself. That was the look that everyone was achieving. And then the young lady that I was talking to was like, oh, that was the complete opposite for me. Like, I was real thin, but everyone wanted to be curvy, and the Kim Kardashian kind of look and vibe was really popular. And I kind of chuckled to myself because I was like, oh, what a difference. Like, I would have thrived in hers and she would have thrived in mine.
Yeah.
So I just worry with all of that kind of things coming forward with AI and that, you know, that artificial look and that the glamours and all the things of that nature, that it's going to, it's really kind of mind boggling to me that our kids are going to have to deal with that.
And I think already it's crazy. Like my niece Penelope, she's not going to go through an awkward phase.
No,
like
none of them do.
Fast forward to me with braces and like bangs.
The bad bangs. Like
just right here and all squidactyly. And yes. I mean, with my tie-dyed t-shirt and my slicked back hair with the poof at the bottom. Yeah. Like
what's wrong with any of that you just described?
Oh, it was bad.
I look at those pictures and I'm like,
attach a picture of that.
100%. I'd love to see 100%. That. I'll find them. They're on magnets on Patty's door.
I had an outfit that had pennies on it.
Like actual pennies?
Actual pennies. And then
did
chains.
You wear penny loafers with them?
I was chains just that attached them.
No. We're the same human. That's why.
That sounds so cool.
You sure you had so the cool first with it.
That was really cool. Okay. Yeah. It was one of my favorite outfits. It was purple.
Can I see that photo too? We'll attach that as well.
Yeah. I mean, worry about that.
I mean, it's wild. She does her makeup and stuff better than I do.
It's crazy. And you're right. They don't go through that like awkward phase that we went through, that like pudgy kind of like weird fifth grade, sixth grade, weird, awkward. They're all just like full fledged women at like 11 and 12.
Yeah.
It's yikes. Wild.
It's crazy.
But I do think this, as I was, you know, scrolling on TikTok, which I'm sure none of you do, it's bad. I think also, though, there's this, I've seen a lot of videos, particularly of athletic women, you know, fitness influencers, and they're like, this is what I look like for the camera, but this is what I look like in real life. Like this, they're putting on makeup and like, this is what it looks like with a filter, but this is what I really look like in real life.
And I love that.
And I think that's the difference. And
authentic. There's a lot of authenticity in that.
Absolutely. We have pores. Yeah, hello.
Everyone
yes,
does.
We can reduce
and
that.
And I think it's good that sometimes they're showing celebrities doing this now too. They're like, okay, here's a picture of Sabrina Carpenter. Here's a picture of Kim Kardashian. Here's a picture of Mariah Carey.
Yes.
And here's what they look like without
in real
the only one that like significantly looks like real good that I see all the time. They're like, here's J-Lo. And then they're like, and here's J-Lo. And I'm like, okay. How?
And she's also what? 50?
Yeah, she's older than us. And I'm like, you look great.
She looks amazing.
Well, you know, the olive oil is really doing such good things for her.
That, and I'm sure the personal chef and the personal trainer. I mean, whoever said money can't solve your problems clearly was
thinking of all the things.
Things, right, that could really solve all the problems in the world. Yeah.
So she has a good gut microbiome, we think.
She does, yeah. She's got a good something. I don't think you can recreate that. Yeah.
If you could give your younger self one beauty or confidence tip, what would it be?
Take care of your skin.
Boom.
Absolutely. What do you mean by that?
I mean, you know, don't go out and sit in suntan for 12 hours or go into a tanning bed. Always wear your SPF.
Gold star.
Gold star. Drink lots of water. Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Start, you know, cleansing and using a lotion at an early age.
She's on it.
On
three
it.
Stars
on
already.
It. Yeah.
Two more.
And oh, there's two more.
No,
oh, crap. I'm like, oh, God, is this really does? What else would I say? Have you read that book, Let Them?
Yes.
That's it. That's what would be my advice, just in general.
I love that so much.
Let them.
Really,
yeah. So
what, I love I do?
That what
so
are the
much.
Other ones? What are the other skincare ones that I missed?
No, I just was saying five star. You know, that's all I was trying to get at. You nailed all the important ones.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I yell at my nieces all the time.
I know. My niece was running around she was getting brown on the face. I'm like,
brown as a biscuit.
Don't do it. I'm like, did you put your sunscreen back on? She's like, I put it on today. I'm like, has it been 2 hours? But now she knows. Like, she came over. I said, do you want to do a commercial today? She goes, yep. She goes, well, my aunt's part of the cosmetic queens. And then she literally was like, you know,
this
every 2 hours.
Yes.
But I don't want her to, she's so beautiful. I don't want her to be wrinkly.
I know.
Or squidactyly.
I tell my nieces all the time and They love the sun. Mm. Like, I want to be tan. I'm like, then go get a spray tan.
Honestly.
They're unstoppable at that age. You know, I remember that age.
I used to ask my mom to take me to 2 tanning beds in one day.
So you can go twice.
Brown as a biscuit for 9.99. Like, what? No,
you shouldn't be brown as biscuit. Although Tom does get pretty.
Tom gets pretty black.
He does.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen you like tan.
Oh, I'll drop a picture below as well.
I've seen that.
I think I've seen them. There's a couple in the office up on the wall.
And it's like the whites of my eyes and then like light pink lipstick. And I'm like.
That was a look.
Speaking of which.
Again.
There is somebody on the internet that I just came across.
Do they have this look?
They do have this look. And I was concerned.
Oh, no.
I don't know if we can zoom in on that, Danny. Is that a possibility? Who is this?
Who are you?
Is it real or is it AI?
No.
Correct.
Well, I mean.
We don't know.
We don't know.
But I did research this and.
Of course she did.
And then there was a lady who was in trouble with CPS for bringing her daughter kid into the tanning bed with her. I mean, this
you
woman
think that's
is like.
Tanning bed?
Well, I'm not sure about this, but like, look at the chest is so much like lighter. And then like, there's other pictures. So anyway, that it's concerning. But then there was this lady that apparently there's a bunch of like memes on and stuff that she brought her kid into the tanning bed, allegedly, because we don't know. But she has like a lot of people. We'll drop that link below, too, because it was very interesting. But she was like just living her best life. Like,
it's like an addiction, though. Yeah. Like some sort of studies.
And then I went down a rabbit hole and all of a sudden this lady was eating her husband's remains.
What?
Okay, that's a deep, deep rabbit hole. Yeah. Do you want to talk about it?
I mean, I was a little like, you know,
how did you regroup?
How did you go from terrible tanning beds to all of you?
How did you not go into like a nightmare?
Sent it to all of you. So apparently it's like my weird addictions, right? And it just like must have on the algorithm saw like a couple of these things because I was looking up some aesthetic stuff. And then all of a sudden she popped up and it said like, I eat my husband. And I'm like, what? And so then I'm like looking and she said that she, you know, her husband passed away and she had him cremated and then some of it fell onto her finger and she didn't want it to like go away. So she ate it and then it became a thing. And she's like actually dipping her fingers in there, like to really get it and like licking it off, to which like the comments are just going insane on this. They're like saying like, well, not only are you eating your husband, but you're also eating like some other humans' cremations, you know, like remains. And on top of that, like, it can't be good for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there's got to be some sort of carcinogen.
And
that.
What are you going to do when it all runs out? Like, and then they're like, can this be considered as cannibalism? And I'm like, I went down a deep, dark hole. And I was like,
when was this?
This was 2 days ago.
You should have called me for help.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
SOS.
I'm telling you now. But it's in everybody's queue. So
I'm so grossed out right now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well. Deanna just wrote back, wide eyes. Like. Yeah.
There's no other words for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry I had to experience that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for having
really
me.
Really wonderful to have
fun.
You.
That was fast.
Okay.
Can Goodness you just one song?
Not today.
One maybe one note?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Fine.
But maybe someday.
Think about it.
That's right. Have me on again and maybe I'll consider it.
Okay. Next year.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Love that for us.
What if you had a mask on? Like the masked singer?
Okay. What if we have all three, like three people with a mask and then they all sing a song and we got to figure out which one's which? Yeah.
Mind blown. Love that.
Maybe
mic drop.
Maybe you wear the unicorn suit.
I don't know about the unicorn.
Stay tuned for that.
And everyone who loves you knows you have one.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
It's right in my car. If you change your mind, come on back in.
It's a hard pass, guys. I'm so sorry.
All right.
So
we love you so much.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
We are here with my lash extraordinaire, amazing artist, Rachel Spangler.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
Welcome.
Welcome to the Stab and Dab. So what inspired you to specialize in lashes and how have you seen that transform someone's look and confidence? Dahlia is just a name.
She so is. Well, actually, I went to aesthetic school to be a makeup artist.
Oh.
So when we got to like lashes, it just, I don't know, I fell in love with it.
Ooh.
So then got out of school, started my business, did my lash extensions. Then me and my husband went through a hard time, okay, which you know about.
Yep.
And during that time,
which never happens. Nobody ever has relationship trouble. I mean, we're all happily in a happy
single AF, okay?
But
yeah, during that time, it like took me out of that headspace.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to just like focus on that. So then I felt more in love with it. And just
it became like a comfort for you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I love that so much.
Helps my anxiety.
I love that. We are all work, anxious messes.
Work helps your anxiety.
Really, it
how
should.
How many folks can do that?
How many folks?
We can.
Do something you love.
Really? We can.
Did you hear today that one patient?
No.
She's like, I wish you could have just seen your face light up when you were talking about this hyperdilute radius. I'm like, tell me you love your job without telling me you love your job.
And like, of course, there's like stressful things, right?
Of
like
course.
Putting glue next to someone's yes. eyes and you never know, are they going to be allergic to it?
Right.
You're like, you know, recommending other things, you know, you do other services as well.
Yes, I wax.
Go ahead and tell us waxing. What your name of your company is and what
RNS
you do.
Aesthetics.
Beautiful.
I do eyelash extensions.
Also, I didn't know what RNS stood for, so I asked her. It's her name. Okay.
My oh initials. My
yeah. I was like, what does that stand for? Like, really nice sugar pop lashes? Like, what's it stand for? She's absolutely. Like, it's my initials. I'm like, okay. I'm just going to close my eyes and let you do your thing.
Yeah.
And I'm very particular about who I go to, correct? Yes. I mean, you're I've been to some tremendous lash artists. But you had gotten recommended to me because there were a couple patients that were sitting in my chair and I was like, this isolation is phenomenal. Like the shape is phenomenal. No, seriously. And I'm like, I'm picky. I go to Canada to get my hair done for my extensions. Like I'm very, very picky. And I came in and I asked you questions and you didn't make me feel like crazy. You answered them all. Actually, I no-showed my first appointment with Rachel.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I'm like, where are you?
I got into a car accident. And she was like, hi, are you coming? And I was like, no, my car's totaled.
Sending me all the pictures.
So then I had to like, you know, I have to like prove myself.
Is this the one with Dahlia involved?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Telluride.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
So I was like, I swear to God, like I never miss a lash appointment. Please put me back on the schedule. But like I asked her all these questions, which I think we preach about all the time.
Yep.
And she was really kind and like said, okay, this is the lash line I use. This is the glue. She answered all my questions. I wanted to know about her experience. And I feel like when you go to somebody, you shouldn't have your eyes burning and them clumped together and like little mites crawling around.
They should
like,
not hurt.
Excuse me?
Should not hurt.
Mites?
Mites.
No.
Wash your lashes.
And like people just keep refilling
yes,
over them.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen it.
Oh, I've seen
We've
it.
Seen botched I've filler seen come into our office.
I've seen it.
Excuse
or,
me?
Or like different than what we would
what
want.
What do you do when you see a mite?
I go like this. Who's your lash
you
artist?
You actually see the bugs, but you can tell. Like, it's
they're
dirty.
Like crusty.
It's like crusty.
Yes.
Yes. And it's stinky. I'm like, how do you not know? How do you not know?
If you don't know if you have mites in your lashes, please, RNS Aesthetics.
She's yes. like, no, thank
this
you.
This is a public service announcement. But I think, you know, you made me feel comfortable and like the quality of work is just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they don't ever hurt. Remember I was telling you, I was like, yeah, sometimes like they hurt and then I'm sitting there trying to pull them apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some great lash techs in the area, but I definitely think you are one of the best.
Thanks so much.
So, and how do you think this has helped with people's confidence?
Oh, you definitely see people beaming when they go and they like have another pep in their step. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like lashes are just something that's
wake up and you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Change
like before I was like, I got to curl my lashes with the thing. And then I'm like burning myself because I was stupid and like heating it up
you
with
a
heat gun.
It,
yeah. I wanted the curl to stay. I'm burning myself.
Is that bad to do it that
way? The lash curler itself is
yes,
not
meet
the
Rachel.
Best. Yeah. They could break your lashes.
What?
Yeah, cut them up in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen that. It's oh happened gosh, to me.
I literally have it out in my.
Thank goodness. You have Sophia. We have also a great person that we refer to at the self-care club. Self-Care Club.
444.
444. We have an event with her coming up, but she does beautiful work too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is important that you go to someone who's experienced and who can teach you these things, that Jenna's now going to throw out all her lash curlers.
She probably won't.
Come to me.
But I think, I think that was a big thing that, you know, I used to want to put on, if anything, my lashes. Like, I had to before I left. If I felt bald or like a weird squirrel if I didn't have my
get
lashes.
Naked mole rat.
Naked mole rat. 100%. Thank you. That's the analogy I was looking for. Naked mole rat. And I think that, you know, now it's just been so great just waking up and being able to like brush my lashes, clean them up, and then out the door. And I just feel like it gives a more polished look. So you've given me more confidence. Aww. And I get so many compliments on my lashes all the time.
Honestly,
people are like, are those real?
They look so natural.
The best compliment.
They have no idea. A million of my patients say, I don't have a million patients. A bunch of my patients say, I'm like, that's an exaggeration. Let's be serious. But a bunch of my patients, I would say it happens on a weekly basis. They're like, your lashes are beautiful. Are those real? And I'm like, I slide them right here.
Do you put anything on top of those?
No.
That's just it.
No. And I'm due for a fill. So like, don't zoom in on
these. You're coming Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm coming Wednesday. So I'm due. And I've been, my allergies have been kicking up. So I've been using drops and itching my eyes. And
that'll do it.
No, Rachel will be very mad at me. But anyway, you
can
zoom in.
How long do they normally last?
I get mine done about every two and a half weeks.
Okay.
That you can go longer. But I like a full moment.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like Rachel's my therapist sometimes.
I feel like I'm a lot of people's therapist. You probably are too.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like, what else are we going to do? I mean, sometimes I do fall asleep on her because she's so gentle. And then I jerk awake. And then Dahlia's like,
and I'm like, did you just fall?
And I'm like, I'm sorry. Fall? I'm like, yes, I did. She's like, okay, you're safe.
Oh, gosh. That's when I know I'm going into a deep sleep with a quick.
Yeah.
And then you're like, just woke myself up. It's going to be the best dream ever.
I know. But she makes it all cozy for you. And then she has this great music. God, your playlist.
Michelle Branch Radio.
Michelle Branch Radio.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Michelle Branch.
Wait, and then that leads you down a tangent. Like,
absolutely.
All of a sudden, we are, like, listening to, like, the best of the best.
Oh, my God.
Brandy the other day.
You're going to need to. She's got new stuff out.
Yeah. She told me.
Descendant.
Rachel told me.
Yeah. Cool. That's going to be my playlist on my way home. Thank you.
Love that.
How do you think AI could play a role in customizing certain lash mapping for certain shape eyes or different styles for eye shapes, things like that?
Well, I think you could like upload a photo of your client's picture, or they can do it themselves even.
Okay.
And then it can map out the perfect lash set for that specific eye, plus bone structure, anything.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll give them a couple of different options. They could pick their favorite one.
I was just going to say, and then are you going to come in and step in?
And I would step in. Maybe it'll give me the exact
map. It's going to be a 12 with a 13 with a 15, 12, 15, 12.
Yes.
It reminds me of the Friends episode. A 5, 6, seven.
Could make my life easier. Could also make it harder.
I was just going to say.
Realistic.
Yeah. What if they come in and they've got those caterpillar ones that I send you all the time?
Girl, don't
what do, you
do
mean?
It.
I love sending her the ones that look like they're
fly away.
They just could like, like it looks like you took that and put it on your lash.
Face, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I send them to her like, can we do this next time?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No. It's a no.
It's a no. No, she cuts people off too. We cut you off. Hey. She cuts you off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think it's like blurred lines right now?
Yes. Yeah.
I think so too.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
It'd be a good thing. Could also be unrealistic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're the expert and you're going to tone it down. If
for
I come
sure.
in and I say, listen, like her lashes look great.
Yeah.
But you might say to me, no, those are all one length. And that's not actually what you like. You like
right.
a wispy lash and you
right.
like you like a longer doll eye in the
right.
middle. And
everybody's so different.
You'll just educate us if we bring you in those photos.
Right.
We're going to do that to you too, guys. Sorry about it. Bring us in AI. We're going to be like, no.
Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
So I think we're on the same page for that.
Yeah.
What's your advice for clients who are nervous to try lashes for the first time?
Well, like you said,
TikTok and Instagram and all these people are saying all these weird things.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, like you said, I'm easy to talk to. Come in, ask me all the questions. I'm going to answer the questions.
Yes.
If I don't know something, I'm going to look it up and I'm going to figure it out for you.
Yep.
Also, they don't have to be crazy. Yep. They could be natural. You could start with a classic set. You could work your way up if you want a little fuller.
You really cater it to each client.
Yeah, and you don't have to stick with the same thing. It's so customizable. You just change it.
I've like changed mine like 9 million times, and then I got to Rachel, and I'm like, "Do your thing," and then she'll do it once in a while, and I'm like, "Oh, that
you're like
was
keep
like
doing
the go to that is the that she's the one." but it is so great that you do that and you let us experiment with our own beauty, and you're not set in stone on one thing,
right?
As long as it's safe, as long as it's like reasonable expectations, I think, again.
Yeah.
And if an informed patient comes in and asks you for something and you weren't like, "Stacey, I'm the expert here. Like, shut your face." I was like, "But I want this with this and I like this length." And she's like, "If your lashes will tolerate that, let's take a look." And I have had lashes since I started as a surgical PA.
Oh my God.
This is over 6 years. I have taken one break from my lashes. It was during when I had LASIK eye surgery.
Okay.
Otherwise, are my lashes in good shape?
They are. They're
I
great.
Mean, yeah. And literally, I've had no problem. So all
I'm
this-
telling you, I'm like, "Are you using Latisse?" You're like, "No,
I'm not."
I'm like, "They look great."
Yeah.
Nice so, work. Thank you. Thank you. But I think this goes to, it's a team, right? Like, you're helping me keep my lash health, and you're also like looking at them, and you would tell me, like, "This is too heavy of a lash.
Right.
This is too long of a lash. Yes. You're not doing a good enough job cleaning them."
Right.
It's always an awkward conversation.
It always is.
Sometimes she's like, "What the heck did you do this time?
I'm like, were you rubbing?"
And I'm like, "Maybe.
I was crying.
I was crying, you know? Okay." And she's like, "We're going to fix you, but don't do that." I'm like, "Okay." Have you noticed a connection between lash enhancements and how clients carry themselves?
The pep in your step thing. You just are beaming. I don't know. Something about lashes and brows. I feel like your lashes and your brows make your
Do you
face.
Know the first thing I do when I get into my car?
Your lashes and your brows.
No.
Well, you don't have to do your
from
lashes.
From you.
I do your lashes.
I walk out from you. Okay. Very happy because
I'm open your visor.
Open my visor, baby. And I look and I'm like,
I'm back.
I'm back. It's back. It's so great. I do it every single time. And I'm like,
mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love
and that. I do. I like literally am like, I feel good.
I love that.
I know. It's great. If you could invent one piece of beauty tech.
Oh my gosh. I thought long and hard about this. And you know what the one thing is that I would love that I don't think they've made
Dahlia's
that.
I was like, what? What is it?
It's sunglasses that don't take the makeup off your nose.
Oh, smart. This is
the
genius.
One thing that I have
patent it, we're patenting it
forever. I'm like, why? They all do.
You're right.
I literally looked at my sunglasses.
Like, I can't even wear
when
them.
I was leaving. I'm
You're
like,
right.
ew.
Either you have the ones that have the little ching ching ching
ching ching ching
with the red. With the and then they're all and they mm-hmm. leave that. Yep. Or you've got the ones that are all a plastic piece.
That's the one that I had
that,
out in the car.
That are like, and then you take it off and your makeup's all chunked on there.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah.
I'm like, I can't even wear my sunglasses to an event because
wow,
we're going to look crazy.
That's really
so
smart.
That's the one.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks. You need to get a patent on that immediately. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing this, but you came to us, the CQ.
I did. I wore my hair.
You wore your hair down.
I wore it down.
Tell us a little bit about the journey that you just went through.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, my hair started breaking, falling out, progressively got worse and worse, till I could not wear my hair down. I was wearing
I think
back.
Since I've met you, you've always
back.
Always
and then I
back.
Had to wear like fibers in my hair, even with it back, because I couldn't hide the scalp. But yeah, you did the laser on me.
So
and
she had
girl,
so she had
hello,
a big
look at my head.
She had a big area. It
yeah.
was looks like
on the top of my
almost
head.
Almost like a vagina.
I was just going to say, like, where are you going with this?
It was like maybe like a, it was a small football.
Like
it was a little bit more narrow. Yeah, that,
yeah.
back right. to the vagina. And it was right in the middle of her head. And I had never noticed it. We never talked about it. But I was telling her some of the stuff that we offered and she was like, oh, she's like, I actually have a problem with my hair. And I'm like,
well, what is it? And then we started talking about it. And I'm like, we have this new laser. It basically has targeted thermal points that will actually help, you know. And also, I'm like, you should go to your primary care. And we should, we should run some labs, which...
Oh, I did most of them.
She did some.
Oh, go girl.
Still waiting on the rest of the panel. You know, no big deal. No big deal. But I feel like, you know, getting to the root cause was important. But I was like, listen, I think this will really be helpful. So she came in. We did six treatments. And we spaced them about 4 weeks apart.
Yep.
And tolerable pain-wise?
I mean, it's spicy, but it's not bad.
Right.
Like, it's tolerable.
You feel spicy. Like, ooh, there's
like
heat.
It's there.
Like, yeah,
but it's not.
It's not like you don't.
You didn't need
numbing
to numb for it.
Right.
Like okay.
Right. Yeah.
And tolerable afterwards.
Right. Oh, it's right. Pain's no pain.
And yeah, then you actually took your own photos for me.
I did.
So we obviously took your chart photos and everything, but she actually documented this, and it's pretty incredible. And every time I saw her, she seemed a little bit brighter.
A little happier. See?
Now who has the pep in the step?
And so I think that that's really great. And obviously, you know, a lot of people, our face and our hair is important to us as women, especially. Mm-hmm. I think guys now, hair is equally as important for some of the men. But I really think that that was an easy fix. You look beautiful. You were beautiful even with the hair loss. But I think that it's actually growing back. It's not breaking anymore.
Awesome.
You don't have any spots. And now you wore your hair down today.
I wore my hair down.
So
you look great.
I think that that's just a huge testament to like, this has been a life-changing moment for you because
It really has.
You were not feeling great about it. You were wearing your hair a different way to hide this. And now you can be yourself.
I can be
authentic
myself.
And genuine.
Yes. Beautiful.
So thank you for sharing that story with us.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for helping me.
Oh, of course. Of course. And thank you for helping me, honey.
And I will be coming soon.
Yes. Another great thing I think that I just wanted to say, give a shout out, is that you're such a girl's girl. Like, you support everyone. You even have gone to things in the industry with other lash artists. I never hear you saying anything unkind about anyone. Mm-hmm. I just think that that's such a like huge thing that you our community over competition, and you really like practice what you preach. So I'm glad that we've become friends. I'm glad that we've had a chance to like help each other get pep in our step. And for anybody who is looking for her information, I will link it below.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
coming
on.
I'll take the information.
Okay. I'll give it to you before you leave. Sorry. She doesn't do
no,
that.
No, we're not doing that.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks,
Thank
Rachel.
You for having me.
We love you.
Love you. Love you.
Cut to commercial.
We are here with a great named human.
What? Why? What's her name?
Her name is Stacy. Mm-hmm. Now, this is one of my pet peeves that I have with Ultra Pulse Patty and Trilift Tom. They did not make my name with an I because I just thought it would be really cool if I could dot it with a star or a heart.
You could change that.
No, it's okay. I kind of like mine now, but I do think it's very cool. And do you ever dot your I with a heart or a star?
No, I think I used to in high school.
Oh, okay. I think you should bring it back.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should
maybe
bring
I
it
should
back.
Make it a little trend, like my Sigma, you know.
I think that would signature. Be great. A little sparkle.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So this is Stacy. She is one of our patients that had the courage to come to a Center of Excellence event at the Cosmetic Queens. Which was sponsored by MERS, and we did full facial rejuvenation on you. You had never met me.
No.
Never
had
a procedure.
You had
like
heard
that.
Of Jenna and I.
I had. Heard great things.
But never had any aesthetic medicine.
Nothing.
And had never met me before that in person.
Yeah.
And you let me stab your face.
In front of an audience.
Everywhere.
I certainly did.
In front of all these other injectors. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you loved it?
It was an incredible experience. From the moment I walked in, I felt safe and cared for.
Aww.
And like you were going to have my best interest. And, you know, I remember thinking I didn't even have to ask any questions.
That's amazing.
You know,
because you
were so detailed in explaining every step of the procedure. And
well, we like to do that because it's an intimidating thing letting somebody touch your face. And we don't want people feeling like, oh, this was the wrong thing. And we always preach that you should. Oh, Dahlia feels the same way.
She's
sitting up very straight.
Yeah, you're sitting up very straight, Dahlia. That's very good posture, honey. She's so good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you trying to come to me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Don't do that one. All right. We'll just put you back here, yes, my love. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's important, you know, to have, especially since we didn't know each other, we had to establish a little trust. So I wanted you to feel comfortable that I, A, was an expert in my field, and B, what was going to be happening to you, and so that you could ask questions and be educated. But tell us a little bit about yourself, because we picked you out of like a slew of entries.
Yeah, so I'm turning 54 this year, and the past, you know, I'm a grandma, a Gigi, according to my granddaughters, but I had really been feeling down about my appearance. I was looking really tired and drawn all the time. And it was a couple of days before you posted the opportunity to come to the Center of Excellence class that my husband said, "Stacey, you're looking so gaunt. Oh. Like, I don't know, maybe, you know, are you losing weight? What's going on?" But it was that aging process where I was losing any fullness that I had in my face. So it was something I had been noticing for a much longer time, and I was struggling with that.
Yeah.
Not that I wanted to change my appearance. I just needed to feel that as vibrant, you know, I needed to look as vibrant as you felt at my age.
And I think you said that to me, that you know, I feel so young, and like,
I do.
I just look in the mirror and I just don't feel myself anymore.
That is exactly how I was feeling, and why I was.
Well, you actually had other people that were like texting in for you saying, "This woman always does for everyone else. She never does for herself. She's put self-care kind of on the back burner because she's just always." And I mean, how many of you can relate to that?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's so many of our patients and even us that we get so invested in wanting to help others and be good people and like really put like everybody else ahead. You know, sometimes my mom just said to me yesterday, she's like, "Sometimes I worry about you. Like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Like, you're always going, you know?" But that is what feeds me and fuels me, is to help others, you know? Right. So I get that, but sometimes we need to take a step back and really take the self-care. So So what made you finally decide to have the full facial balancing done? This, you kind of already answered this.
Yeah.
I mean, basically your husband was saying, "Hey, you look a little tired.
Six. Yeah.
We need to do something."
Then a little Instagram
sign. And that was
came.
Kind of like a little bit of validation to what you were already feeling.
It was. As soon as he said that, and it was like the next day, it was like fate or something. You know, you posted the opportunity for a patient to join you for that event. And I didn't sleep waiting to find out, because I was so excited, and having the support of my friends and family meant a lot to me, because I would never want to do anything that would change their perception of me or look different.
And I think there is a stigma. We talked a little bit about that today, that, you know, that it's being vain, or, you know, you're like, you know, trying to be someone you're not. And it's not about that.
No. It's not.
It's about restoring a little bit of confidence, aging elegantly, and like just feeling yourself. Like, you weren't feeling like how you felt inside mirrored your outside.
Exactly.
And I think you're stunning. And we told you you were stunning even,
you're so kind.
Even from the beginning. I mean, we look at that when we look at our models. We want somebody who, you know, has a decent start, you know, a decent foundation, so that we can build on that and like really just kind of enhance and glaze over. And so you already were stunning. But I think, you know, this was really a eye-opening experience for a lot of people and injectors of what's possible. And we did a lot on you that day.
Yes.
But it looked so natural.
It truly did.
And it's only gotten better. I mean, I think nobody could tell that you've had anything done.
No, it is. It's how I looked 10 years ago.
I love that.
Honest.
So much.
Yes. You know, and looking back at pictures, that natural fullness, like nothing is overdone or.
I love that. How did you first feel when you saw the before and after?
I think, you know, I was very emotional. I'll get emotional talking about it now because, you know, it does something to your self-esteem and your confidence. And I work with people all day, every day, and a lot of people in the community. And I was feeling really down on myself. So when you first showed me the mirror, I couldn't speak. And I, you know, my face was a little numb and I couldn't really cry either, but the tears were there. And, you know, I cried for days afterwards too, because I was so grateful just to feel like myself, to feel healthy looking, because my skin, you know, my face wasn't looking healthy. It was.
And I'm sure your husband did not say, "Stace, you're looking gaunt," to be rude or
not
mean, or he was saying that because he's noticing a change and he was worried.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny you bring up my husband, because how he feels about me after 34 years of marriage means a lot to me. And he wasn't always supportive of me pursuing things because I had talked about, I need to do something. And, he's really happy with the results. Yay. And, you know, he'll say, you know, "I love your face. You're beautiful always." You beautiful. But
yeah. And a lot and of guys means, will say that you don't need it. You don't need it. But like for him to say something and say, "You know what? I'm a little worried. Like you've either lost some weight here or something's happening, but I'm seeing it in your face." It just kind of was validation for you.
It was.
And I think sometimes that's all people really want or need.
Yeah.
You know, and then if there's a way to fix that or enhance that, why not do it? You know,
to get that back for yourself. And, you know, I've talked about how he felt about it, but for me, it was for me. And I feel like women should think about that and not let those negative voices in your, you know,
it was empowering for you.
It was. It really was. I
and I think that empowers us, because when we saw your reaction, like, it just made me want to be like, sign them all up. Like, whoever wanted to be in it, like, you know, all those people that submitted, I want to be able to do that for everyone. And I think, you know, Jenna and I are working on a foundation. Mm-hmm. We're working on giving back. We have the Sparkle Box so that if we need to do like a little bit of tweaking, we have reps on board that are like really amazing, that understand our goals. We're really lucky. And I think that this is huge, that it, like, having people who are willing to share the story and say, like, "Look, I don't look weird.
No.
I've gotten a piece of myself back."
Yes.
You know, that's huge. And so if we can be a part of that, I think that's what drives us.
It is. Totally.
And that's why it's not work for us. This is actually life-changing stuff for us.
I just welled up listening to your story. And how many times do people cry in our chairs because they're so happy and
even
today, excited.
Even today, Jenna's like, "What's happening out there?" And I'm crying in the hallway with the patient, you know, like.
And then I start tearing up. I don't even know what's going on
out there. I'm like, "We're just having a moment," you know, like, but I think it's just so powerful having the ability to give somebody a gift like that, you know?
I agree.
And so we're really grateful that you're willing to share that. We already just talked about this. The experience impacted more than just your appearance. It impacted your self-esteem. I'm seeing more photos of you floating around now.
Well, isn't that because I'm not so self-conscious? Oh, it can't be that angle. Oh, let's make sure we're in the sunlight, or, you know, because I wasn't comfortable posting my pictures. And now I feel.
And now I see these photos and I'm like, she looks radiant.
I feel so much better about that.
I just love that. That's huge.
You know, it's exciting to not only feel that way, but also to be able to share things that are going on in my life, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so many positive things. So this is one of them.
I love that. Yeah. You're not hiding anymore.
Right.
And I felt like that for a while. You know, I had a significant weight gain.
Yeah.
I just kind of like let my whole world was rocked, right? Like my self-confidence was low. I felt like I was having to prove myself to a bunch of people. It was this spiral, right?
How do you get out of that, you know?
And, well, thank God I had a best friend named Jenna and a bunch of other people in my life that supported me, that were rays of sunshine, including one of your friends, Chelsea Austin.
Absolutely.
She was huge in, you know, really being my hype girl.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, part of that stems from one thing to the other. You know, like all of a sudden I started eating healthier because I was in a better headspace, and that led to, you know, more changes. And I'm like, okay, now I got to get a grip on my weight. You know, like this is out of control and it's not healthy. And I can't be preaching these things to patients if I'm not healthy. And then that led to another thing, which led to us dissolving my filler, which led to my face looking better, which led to more compliments, which led to, you know, it's just like this, this snowball of things, but I was hiding. I'm like, they're like, oh, get in a picture with Jenna. No, thank you. I don't want to be with the Amazonian princess supermodel. Like, no, thank you. You know what I mean? And now, like, I'm like,
I could fly away with my
eye roll. We're our own worst critics. You know what?
Did we do that last time?
I think you did that.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead. Ready? Toot toot to that.
Toot toot.
That's bullshit. I don't know. But I think, you know, those little things really do make a difference. And I know when our tox is wearing off, I notice a huge difference. I just had a patient today that said, I didn't realize, I thought I was just getting ugly, but it was just my tox. And she's like, now I just feel like I'm slaying, you know? And it's just, those little things matter. And I feel like now you can be a better wife. You can be a better mom. You can be a better friend. You can really, you know, put your best self forward, because you can't pour from an empty cup. So,
correct.
I think that's all really, really good stuff. Look at Dahlia here. She couldn't be happier.
More relaxed.
To be on this podcast today. Would you recommend the CQ to others that are considering an aesthetic treatment?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
We didn't pay her for this.
If you want to go to a place where you feel truly cared for, and you're not going to get a provider that's going to give you whatever you want if it's not what's best for your health and your well-being.
In fact, like, we told you no. Yes. Because she was like, maybe a little more lip.
Yeah.
And I was like, not yet.
Right.
I was like, slow and steady wins the race. We're not jamming it in. If you want, I'm happy to see you again. And you came back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we did a little extra.
And I would highly recommend your practice. And, you know, I feel so comfortable there. It could be my first time walking in the door, I was nervous and instantly put at ease because, were so kind, and I felt so confident in both of your medical recommendations and, you know, knowing your background, your mom being there is a bonus, right?
She's Ultra Pulse Patty.
Whoop, yes, whoop. Yes.
Patty, so, Patty, yeah. Patty, Pat.
There you go.
Oh, that was a good one. That was almost like a dun,
dun. That was like a Patty in a fart form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
But yeah, we try. And once you're there, we always say, like, once you're here, you're family. And like, we really do truly try to.
We believe in it.
Make that.
It feels that way.
Good.
Yeah.
If AI had shown you a simulation beforehand, do you think it would have changed your decision-making process at all?
Oh, gosh. I don't. That's a hard question.
Right. Tell us what you think about this.
I think I use AI in my work and personal life, and I think it's a great tool. But I would still need that reassurance from you and Jenna to be sure that
because you have
it's
something
not
artificial.
Unrealistic.
Right.
It could be unrealistic.
Ding, ding, ding. She didn't even listen to us, folks.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, right.
We talked about that today.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, some things can be unrealistic with AI. But as long as you're partnering that with the recommendation from your provider, I think maybe
it could be a helpful tool.
It could
tool.
Be.
It could but be. Also, we have to reel you in sometimes if we're like, no, you just made yourself into this.
Exactly.
And that's not real.
It's not realistic.
We can't do that.
You are not an artificial robot.
Yeah.
I think that's all great stuff. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm just forever grateful.
Thank you so much.
I'm incredibly grateful for both of you.
Thank you for having me. We're incredibly grateful to have patients like you. And
absolutely.
We would not have the Cosmetic Queens without patients like you. So
truly queens. And I secretly, in my mind, call you fairy godmothers and magicians, you know.
Magicians. Kind of little magic wands.
Yes.
Come hang out with us.
No. So thank you both.
Thank you so much
for coming.
We love you.
Love you too.
Jenna has been dying to tell this joke.
I actually almost told it twice to you over the past like week because I've been so, so, so excited.
Let's go.
Okay. Why was the chicken so funny?
I'm not sure.
Because?
Oh my God.
Finally, wait, nailed
that
one.
That was a really good one. And I was not expecting it and took me off guard. I think it also took Dolly off guard a little. And it was really funny.
Okay. I'm so glad I held on to that one.
I'm really glad. That was something else, guys. You heard it here first. Jenna, let's wrap up this podcast.
All right, let's wrap it up. Whether it's AI or artistry,
mm-hmm.
what matters most is using the tools that we have, the tech or the talent, to help people see their own beauty.
Yes.
I love that.
I love that so much. Yeah. Special thanks to everybody who took time out of their busy schedules to join us today. Special thanks to Danny and to Mike and to Matt and Growth Mode Technologies for having us be part of their family. And remember,
we love you.
Remember, there's nothing artificial about authentic confidence. Thanks for joining us today on the Stab and Jab. We'll see you soon.
Stay glowing, queens.
Cut to commercial.
Cut to commercial.